we pray we'll see.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Fear is a manipulator. It'll have you focusing on negative information. I can say 15 things good about you, and you'll just stick with that one if I was evaluating you. You know, you come to church on time, you tithe, you give, you support. 15 things, but you know, you got a little attitude. All you hear is, he told me I had an attitude. That's what fear does, anxiety. It causes you to focus on the negative.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Anxiety Alters Mental Perception. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
I believe if you take anxiety and flip it, say flip it. God wants us to flip it. He wants us to flip it from fear to turn it into a wonderful, radical gift of faith. Turn your anxiety from fear, false evidence appearing real, to a radical gift of faith. To where you can believe God for the miraculous and move based on faith like you move based on fear. If fear said don't talk to them, faith says go to them. If fear says hold back your resources, faith said give it anyway and believe God. If fear said avoid any services because you don't know anybody and you feel all alone, faith says integrate yourself with the systems that I put in place and start functioning in it because I've got something great for you to do in your life. And God will answer your prayers. Can the church say amen? Amen. See, we can break fear right now. We'll give God a good praise. Come on. Come on, electrify the atmosphere. Open your mouth and give him a shout. Come on. You can say it. Hallelujah! Come on. Let the believer make some noise. Make some noise! Flip it. Say flip it. Instead of being quiet with fear, open your mouth and disrupt it. And make some noise and give God glory and praise. And all of a sudden, courage starts coming into the same space. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Flip it or turn it into a radical faith, into a powerful tool. Turn fear into radical faith, into a powerful tool. This tool will sharpen your focus. It will sharpen your focus, glory to God. It will drive positive action. It will sharpen your focus and drive you to doing something positive and good. And that's what I need. I need people who flip fear and start walking in faith. I don't just want people on my team, and I believe this is by the Spirit of God, who've always had faith. I need some people who are discontented, who had debt, who have issues, and fear had them locked up, and God delivered them. They become mighty men and women of value. When you've been there, done that, and the enemy had you locked up and you can't move, and God delivers you, you become the warrior that we're looking for. Am I talking to anybody up in here? When you've been timid all of your life, and God God brings you out, you become a warrior in the midst. Your perspective changes. I know what it's like to be on the bench. Now I'm ready to get in the game. Glory to God. I know what it's like to be isolated and rejected, but now he delivered me from this anxiety and he put faith in my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would much rather have somebody who's been in the valley and then they sit on the throne than someone who believes they've always been entitled to it. Glory to God. This is one of the things that I wish we as a nation would understand about the generals that were in Quantico last week. Every single one of them, male and female, came through the ranks. They didn't wake up as a general. They came in as a lieutenant, second lieutenant, first lieutenant, then elevated to captain, then they elevated to major, then they elevated to lieutenant colonel, then they elevated to full bird. Then they became brigadier, major, lieutenant general, then general, 4-star. And they're sitting there looking because when you're elected, it means somebody liked what you said. But when you become a general, they have to like what you do. Oh, my God. And they made decisions about you when you weren't in the room. Most people can't handle that kind of scrutiny when you have to sit before a board like this and they're looking at your lifestyle, what you did, you got anything going on, what's happening with your finances, I need to know what you did in the last 10 years, how many times did you move, how many people did you violate? When you're scrutinized like that and you got an elite group, you got to deal with them a certain way because they didn't get there on their own. They had to have processes that they put in place. And that's why I like that kind of person on my team. Glory to God. I like people who've been through the ranks. Hallelujah. If you're going to talk to me about a marriage, you got to tell me something about it. Even if you failed at it, were you in it? Glory to God. Did you work with anybody? Do you understand how to float? I don't just want a bunch of gab. I want to know what happened. And even if you failed it, I can still put you on my team because you know something and you can release it to people. My mama said, don't you smack a child until you have one. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. I get a lot of people, they want to grab kids, but they don't like to raise them. Everybody want to tell me how to pastor, but have you ever walked with somebody for 3 years? Have you ever walked with somebody? Have you ever been rejected, had to correct them, and they see you in the mall and go another way? You don't know what it's like until you got to deal with it. That's why I want people on my team who've been rejected and they overcame fear. Actually, you become a better agent of change than anyone else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Man, I want to preach this morning. I want to preach. I've been sitting on a good word for a week. Glory to God, I want to preach. I feel like the prophet Jeremiah. He said it's like what? Shut up in my... Right, that's how I feel this morning. I'm trying to contain it. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd. You can turn anxiety to a powerful tool used to sharpen your focus and drive positive action every day. Thank you, Lord. I used to have a cracked mirror, but God has smoothed the cracks out. I used to be a person, I believe, that had low self-esteem. Low self-esteem, but God helped to build it. I'm able to admit it. I never heard my parents say, I love you. I never heard that. So instead of it allowing it to affect me, I stood before men and said, have you ever heard your father say, I love you? And almost 90% said no. So the Lord had me to do something that didn't happen to me. To say to all of them in first person, forgive me for not being in your games. And if you saw the weeping from the men on that day, it will blow you away. If you had a good relationship like that and you were told, that's good. Nobody's coming against it. I'm just saying there's a lot of people who don't have it. So instead of sitting there and allowing my reality to guide me or to direct me, God had me to flip it and develop a focus to promote positive action, to do something good with it. So you don't have to experience that. That's why I believe God will take the forgotten ones, the desert ones, the ones who don't get called from their sisters and brothers in college. You're too holy for me. You say no too much. I want you on my team, though. I'll do a draft for you. You're first round pick. I'll take you. You can be on this team. You'll be a better fit. I want the ones who are limping. I want the ones who are dragging a leg, who God wrestled with until he put the joint out. He touched them and they can't wrestle no more. They got to cling. I want the ones who were fearful and God flipped it. Glory to God. You're the best fit for the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. And I'm coming back at 11 o'clock with a sequel to this. Write it down. Manipulation. The manipulation of fear. Fear is a manipulator. You're to have you focusing on negative information. I can say 15 things good about you, and you'll just stick with that one if I was evaluating you. You know, you come to church on time, you tithe, you give, you support. 15 things, but you know, you got a little attitude. All you hear is, he told me I had an attitude. That's what fear does, anxiety. It causes you to focus on the negative. Focus on negative information. I believe even if a person admonishes me or encourages me and say, Bishop, watch this and that, it's because they love me. I don't take it as you're trying to kill me. If you are, you're going to be exposed. Because if you're a Judas, Ahithophel, or an Absalom, you always will hang yourself. I don't have to hang you. Absalom got hung up in a tree with his own glory. Ahithophel hung himself when he realized that his counsel was not received by Absalom. And Judas, after he betrayed the Lord, the Bible says he hung himself. You don't have to hang people that's trying to get you. You don't have to try to do that. You don't have. They will always hang themselves. And you can watch it. And guess what we do? We don't applaud when they hang themselves. We say, Lord, have mercy. That's when you know your heart is right. Oh, my God. When we hear about tragedy, especially people who came against us, we bow our head and pray and ask him for mercy. Write it down. Fear creates bias. It creates bias. It causes you to focus on what could go wrong versus trying to anticipate what can go right. And usually, what you fear the most doesn't happen to you. My family and I had to take a trip to Virginia here recently, last month, about this time last month. We prayed when we were leaving home. But in my mind, I said, that's a long way up there. Like 12-hour drive. And you got to stay alert for 12 hours. So I'm thinking about tires, rotaries, electrical. My wife went and got one of those Wagoneers and drove all the way to Indianapolis. Came back. Ooh, I love that vehicle. Took it over to Kissimmee. Coming back, man, something went wrong. Brand new vehicle. It was a rental car. Next thing you know, she's riding off of Malabar Road. The thing just shut down. Ding. What in the hell? Guess what? She called. Bring. What's up? The vehicle. What do you want me to do? Well, I can't say handle it. You handle it. That wouldn't be a good husband, right? Don't tell me you don't believe in traditional roles. Don't tell me that. Because when that vehicle go out, Bishop handled it. I said, we got it. Nick and I get there, man, vehicle all messed up. It wasn't messed up, but just it wouldn't start. It took us an hour to get from Malabar Road to Palm Bay Road. It kept shutting off. Brand new vehicle. Brand new. And I'm thinking about all of that time coming from Indianapolis here. What if it happened there on the other side of Atlanta? I want y'all to think about it when you get on the road, because you're just going to ride. You got to have 1,000 things to go right to get here on time today. 1,000 angels made sure everything went right. Because if fear dictated, you wouldn't move. Let me say it again. 1,000 things had to go right that's out of your control. Somebody got up out of the bed the same time you did. They got in the vehicle the same time you did. They got on the road the same time you did. But they didn't make it to the destination. This morning, driving in a car is more deadly than flying in an airplane today. Somebody's having a crash every minute in America. This is what I want you to hear. Every time you get on the road, God has to watch out for you. This is why I'm sitting back, man, and I'm giving him thanks. And if I got a call that my enemy got in an accident, I'm not going to clap my hands, because I got to get in the car too. And every time my church vehicles go anywhere, I always give him thanks. Some of you see them, look at our van. But I'm saying, thank you, Lord. Children will own it. I was coming back from OIA, picked up. We're driving pretty fast. I'm saying almost 80 in the van. And I'm sitting in the back. And I asked the driver, I said, break it down. As soon as he did, maybe 15 seconds later, pow, the tire went out. Pull over to the side. I know God told me to tell the driver. I know he did. And the first thing I thought about was kids were on that van. So I set an edict that every 3 years we will put new tires on our van. You may say that's excessive. But if you looked at the tread, you wouldn't have seen a problem with tread. It was dry rotted from the inside out. You may look at your tread and say, I don't need tires. But you got to think deeper. It may look good on the outside, but the inside needs help. Like many of us that are the tire of Ezekiel's wheel. He saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel. The middle of the wheel is the axis. We got wheel bearings in that axis, and we need grace to keep us warm. I'm sorry, to keep us cool when we spin. Because if you don't have grease there, when you spin, you'll start having conflict with each other, and it will throw the alignment out. That's why in leadership, we can't have offenses. We got to have grace and grease as we move. The spokes of the ministry functions. Each one of them need to be connected with the mainframe, church. Needs to be connected with what? The mainframe. So if your ministry is not connected with the leadership, it's illegitimate. It's a splinter. Yes. Who endorsed you? Who told you this is okay? It also has to be tied to the tire. The spoke has to be connected with the tire. And you are the rubber of that tire. And sometimes you can look good on the out, but we got to make sure that you're not dry rotted just from weather. So every once in a while, we have to come in and inspect. Oh God, because you can be rolling but not healthy. So fear can manipulate. It can even exaggerate. I'm dealing with it because it exaggerates threats. I just showed you a possible threat, right? But it can exaggerate it. Instead of you doing it every 3 years, you're going to do it every month. I got to get new tires. Well, you just put them on. It's not likely now that they're dry rotted in a month. But that's how people are. They overcompensate when there's a blown tire. When there's a mishap in church, overcompensate. We're gone for 6 months. No, we got to keep rolling. We got to rebound and keep rolling. Actually, in basketball, a rebound is a good thing. Glory to God. Dennis Rodman was never known for his shooting. Playing against the Jazz, he hit one shot. He ran down the court. Like, oh, God. Oh, because he wasn't on the team to shoot. His gift is in rebounds. You got an offensive rebound, that means you get another time, another opportunity to make your shot. And wear down the clock. You can't downplay rebounds. Many of us don't know that when it comes to God. When we get hit, we sit down versus rebound. When they rejected you, you sat down. But I'm telling you, you can be on this team. You can rise up and rebound. And let's play a game. Get another play in here because you can win this thing. May look like everything is going well, but I'm telling you right now, man, the rebounder is the best one. Not the performer. Glory to God, hallelujah, the rebounder. I'm closed with this. Fear can distort reality. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, NIV. It's on the screen here in a moment. Yes. For this reason, ever since I heard about you or your faith, not your fear, I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people. I have not stopped, look at the word, giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. So you need wisdom and revelation by the Spirit to know God better. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart or your mind may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope. So God wants you to know him better, but he also wants you to know the hope for which he called you, the reason for you being alive. He wants you to know that too. He's called you the riches of his glory. Look at this. He wants you to know, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious information or inheritance in his holy people. Fear distorts that reality. In other words, fear will blind you of an enlightened eye, or the eyes of your mind taking blindfolders off. Fear actually put blindfolders on so you won't know hope. It also creates the opposite environment for wisdom and revelation. I pray, Paul said to the church at Ephesus, that God will grant you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation. Well, fear says, I want you to be unwise. And I want you to be uninformed about God and his hope for you. I want you to be unwise and uninformed. Where his prayer is that you would be, the spirit of wisdom and revelation would flood you. And that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened. So fear puts blindfolders on your heart eyes. You'll never see what he wants you to see. You'll never have the perception that he wants you to have or the perspective that he wants you to have, because fear blinds it. And you'll never know the hope for which he called us or assembled us together and allowed us to escape accidents to be here this morning. Fear creates false realities. It distorts reality.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Anxiety Alters Mental Perception, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Join us as we celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly and makes a lasting impact on our church and community. Show your love and appreciation for Bishop by giving through our website, truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed mobile app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. Checks can be made payable to Truth Revealed. Please indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Men, save the date. Get ready for Sixth Man 2.0 Reloaded, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, happening Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars, set a reminder, and we'll see you at Truth Revealed for this powerful experience. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.